Pheasant numbers are up statewide from last year. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. My guest this week is upland game biologist RJ Gross. RJ, you guys just finished your late summer brood count for pheasants. Tell our viewers, first of all, how do you guys conduct these surveys?
Yep. So the surveys run from July 20th through the end of August every year, and we try and do the same routes as our spring crowing count surveys. This year we had 100 routes spread across the state, and we had 275 runs, and they're 20-mile routes, and you run those three times. You start right at sunrise, you drive real slow, 15 miles an hour, and every time we'll see an upland bird on the road. You park, get out, clap your hands, stomp your feet, go through the grass, try and kick up if there's chicks, kick them up, count them, and we'll age them, and then obviously we'll sex the birds, male or female, and we'll tally that up, and we compare that from year to year. And we also do long-term trends, 10-year, and then, you know, we've been doing this survey for upwards of 60 years, so we have a pretty good data set with it.
RJ, you guys manage the pheasant population by regions, northwest, southwest, southeast, northeast. Let's split those up and start with the southwest first.
Yep. So the southwest, pretty good increase this year. It's good to see, you know, they were the district that was hit the hardest by the 2017 drought. And, you know, we used to count upwards of 200 birds per 100 miles in that country. And it has been that since then. But this year we saw a pretty good increase. They were at 70 birds per 100 miles as compared to 42 last year. So that's good. And brood size was up, and the broods per 100 miles was up fairly well too. So good to see in that area this year.
Okay, let's move to the northwest.
Northwest probably had the biggest increase this year. We counted 91 birds per 100 miles. In that compared to 42 last year. So a really nice increase. And then broods doubled, and brood size was really nice at 6 too. You know, looking at the long-term averages, that's about what it was, you know, back in our heyday type thing. But with that, you know, it's still looking, we're still recovering from that 2017 drought. I mean, everywhere in this, you know, statewide, we're still halfway back, right around there. And then even in the southwest, moving back to them, they're 60%. They're only 40% of the way back, so they still got 60% of the way to go.
Okay, let's move on to the southeast.
Yep. Southeast was the only district this year that wasn't as good, and we kind of knew they were the only one that really had a bad winter. And the crowing counts, they were no change this year, about the same. So we knew we had probably the hens weren't in as good as body condition coming out. And then they had all that snow and the rain. It seemed every rainstorm came in the southeast, so they were really wet at the bad times, during nesting, during brood rearing. So we actually counted more adults there this year, but significantly less chicks and young, which, you know, we kind of figured with that wetness, chicks don't do well in that. So that was the only place that was down this year.
Okay, and northeast.
Yep. And the northeast, you know, that's not really pheasant country, and most of the pheasants are, you know, down in the south right along I-94. They had basically unchanged since last year, about the same amount of young adults, and brood size was down just a little bit this year, but nothing significant.
RJ, things looked good on a statewide level then.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and when we track the population, we're looking at the three metrics from this survey. We look at how many birds we saw per 100 mile, that's all pheasants, how many broods we saw per 100 miles driven, and then the average brood size that we saw. And statewide, it was good this year. Birds per 100 miles up 38%. We were right around 60. Compared to that to last year, you know, it was right in lower 40s. But looking at, you know, long-term trends, it's still 15% below the 10-year average. And the broods per 100 mile, that was up 30%. We were at 7, last year was right around 5. Still 16% below the 10-year average for that. And then brood size was up 10%, just a minimal increase, pretty much the same. It was right around 6. Last year was, you know, lower 5. So, and looking at the long-term average, that's pretty close to what it usually is. You know, the heyday years when we had good recruitment of pheasants is right around 6. So that's encouraging.
What's it take to get these numbers going in the right direction?
Yep. It takes a little bit of luck. You know, Mother Nature has to cooperate. You know, you need some mild winters just to minimize the winter loss that we'll have. I mean, it's North Dakota, we're gonna lose some birds. But they need to come through in a good body condition so they can have those larger clutches. And then, you know, in the spring, we need the residual cover to come back up, nesting cover to come back up so they have places to nest, which is getting tougher because, you know, with the habitat changes, CRP is going away. a lot more row crops. They don't nest in row crops. They like wheat, things like that. So you need that, and then it can't be too warm, can't be too cold during, you know, peak hatch in North Dakota is June 15th, right around there every year. So we need good weather for that. And then, you know, none of those, you know, major gully washer hailstorms that can take chicks out. Yeah, and if you have all those and, you know, keep your fingers crossed, the bird should come through.
Any regulation changes this year?
Nope, no regulation changes. There's going to be more young roosters out there, so this is be a really good year to take out a youth hunter. And that opens October 3rd, 3rd and the 4th, that weekend.
Only for youth hunting?
Only for youth hunting, yep. And then the regular season opens October 10th.
Okay, and things are looking good for pheasant hunters this fall.
Yep, things are looking good. Should be more young roosters in the bag this year.
A lot of great information. Thank you, RJ.
Thank you.
Like RJ just mentioned, the youth pheasant season is October 3rd and 4th, and the regular pheasant season opens Saturday, October 10th. For a list of all the rules and regulations, visit the Game and Fish Department's website at gf.nd.gov.
For Upland Game Biologist RJ Gross and the rest of the staff here at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for the 2020 pheasant season preview. We'll see you again next week.